This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. New research has discovered monkeys love to booze it up. They studied two species, the aye-aye and the slow loris, and found they both had a taste for alcohol, which included draining their cups and looking for more. Scientists said the monkeys always look for their booze with the highest alcohol content. They believe this might prove, through evolution, that humans are hardwired to drink. But they admitted they were surprised by the monkeys, because it doesn't seem smart to be swinging 60 feet up in trees under the influence. 86-year-old woman in Manchester, England, went to the grocery store on Monday. She took some cash out of the ATM and started doing her shopping. As she was walking down one of the aisles, a younger woman walked up and demanded her cash. But she defended herself by grabbing a package of bacon and using it to beat the heck out of the woman. Apparently, an elderly woman filled with rage and wielding bacon is genuinely frightening. The woman took off running. Cops are still looking for her. Way to go, Granny. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. This is the Daily Buzz Rewind. How much can a brain take? Research out of Australia found out the optimal number of hours a person can work before their brain turns to mush. They found for people ages 40 and over, a 25-hour work week is perfect for keeping the brain sharp, improving cognition, and boosting memory. Beyond 25 hours, the middle-aged brain doesn't work as well, and brain performance diminishes as the weekly hours expand. Of course, this is Friday, so you know my needle is already in the red. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has reissued a 15-year-old fatwa against Pokemon. They say the new Pokemon Go cell phone game is a form of gambling and strictly forbidden in the Islamic State. Even though the game is not officially available in Saudi Arabia, many are figuring out how to download and play the game. Three men were arrested for playing the game this week in the country's largest airport. Here are a few random facts as we wrap up this week. The first thing people invented that could break the sound barrier was a whip. 1776. Ben Franklin was 70. Thomas Jefferson was 33. And there are 48 places where you can legally cross the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Did you know? Or do you care? Well, I'm not going to tell you you have to go on a bender with your wife this weekend, but if you do, it could save your marriage. Really. New study out of the U of M finds couples who imbibe together stay together. Those couples have happier marriages than couples where only one person drinks or couples where neither does. The researchers say it's probably because drinking together means you're spending time and having fun together. That's one of the keys to a happy marriage, they say. Now, there is one catch. If one or both of you abuse alcohol, it isn't good if you drink together. Yeah, the study finds drinking will put your relationship down the tubes. This could be a knucklehead story. A Missouri couple was caught by police near Joplin riding a stolen lawnmower in the nude. They were stopped on the side of the road about 8:30 in the morning and told police they'd been skinny dipping in a nearby pond when someone came and stole their clothes. They claimed they found the $5,000 Kubota professional mower in the woods and decided to ride it home. They're both now facing felony theft charges. Finally, a piece emailed to me by my father-in-law. At a wedding ceremony, the pastor asked if anyone had anything to say concerning the union of the bride and groom. It was their time to stand up and talk or forever hold their peace. The moment of utter silence was broken by a young, beautiful woman carrying a child. She started walking toward the pastor slowly. Everything turned to chaos. The bride slapped the groom. The groom's mother fainted. The groomsmen started giving each other looks and wondering how to best save the situation. The pastor asked the woman, "Can you tell us why you came forward? What you had to say?" The woman replied, "We can't hear in the back." Thanks, Dad. Boy, hard to pick a knucklehead story this morning. There are so many. Ah, let's visit our sister state. 37-year-old woman named Michelle Nelson sent her husband Timothy out to get donuts last Friday in New Albany, Indiana, just outside of Louisville. But the place was out of the kind she likes, so he came home with nothing. And she was so angry, she stabbed him with a barbecue fork. When cops arrived, they found him across the street leaning against a tree with a blood-soaked T-shirt. No word on what type of donut Michelle was expecting, but she told police they've been married for several years and that he should have known what her second favorite type was. She's facing charges for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. That's another week of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Something I need to buzz about, email Paul at WCSY.com. Leave a message, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, fax, 637-2675. You could even drop the info off at the station on M140 in South Haven, just across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. If it's after hours or over the weekend, we have a drop box on the outside of our building. Catch up on a show you missed this week online at WCSY.com. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again on Monday. Have a great weekend.